seclusion is, you know, keeping somebody in a room by themselves. Restraint is physically holding them down. And these are two methods that have been used in healthcare settings for a long time and for mental illness to control people who are violent, who, you know, seem to be pose a risk to themselves or to other people. But there's a really broad consensus in the mental health treatment circles that this is these techniques are a treatment failure. They do more harm than good in general, and there are, you know, pretty high risks, including death. People have died in restraint, and there are pretty consistent allegations of abuse related to both of these practices.
We've all seen the image on media of the straitjacket. Is it still a part of this specter?
I mean, I think, you know, what tends to be used more frequently is people physically holding down somebody else. There are also, you know, what's called four-point restraints. So all, you know, the people would be restrained at their ankles and wrists. Those tend to be more common. And, you know, it's something that you see a lot more frequently in jails. And in hospitals in Colorado, you've seen a big decrease in the use of these methods, about, you know, 12% fewer in the last 2 years. So they've really made an effort in healthcare settings to decrease the use of these methods.
What did your research discover about ethnic disparities? It appears African Americans or Latinos are restrained, certainly secluded more often.
Yeah, I mean, that was there's some pretty striking racial disparities in the use of seclusion restraint. About 11% in Colorado of the people who were put in seclusion in last year were African American, compared to, you know, an overall population of about 4% in Colorado. Latinos tend to be underrepresented in the mental health care system as a whole, but they account for about 30% of the people put into seclusion restraint. So pretty striking disparities.
It's interesting that Latinos are underrepresented in the mental health population, but that's kind of turns out to be an access issue.
I mean, one of the things that advocates for people with mental illness keep saying is that they hear from Latinos that when they try to get help for themselves or their families, they're ignored, they're refused access. They, you know, tend to be jailed more frequently than hospitalized. The complaint is, you know, we're told that this is anecdotal. You know, we don't have the numbers to back this up, but when you look at numbers like this, that show, you know, fewer Latinos in the mental health care system as a whole and more in seclusion and restraint, you can see numbers that sort of back up these anecdotes.
One in particular from, someone at the Cross Disability Coalition here in Colorado, where if they call for help, it may not result in a hospital visit. It might mean a trip to jail.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that can be true across the board for people with mental illnesses. They're told, you know, this is a criminal matter. They're brought to jail. It certainly happens across ethnicities, but it seems to happen more frequently for minorities.
We're kind of in a catch-22 where people are trying to reach out for help, but there are some really negative. I mean, it's not about, you know, you call up looking for care and you get jail or restraints in a hospital.
Yeah, I talked to a woman named Simone Charles who has experience with post-traumatic stress disorder. And she, as a teenager, was put into seclusion restraint in a school setting. This is an African-American woman. And, you know, what she told me is that stories like this and experiences like this really deter people from getting treatment, from looking for treatment. You know, if they think that they're going to be restrained, left in a room by themselves, they're less likely to seek the help that they need.
With much of your untreated series, it seems like the mental health care community is still grasping for solutions. We don't have answers to a lot of these issues today, do we?
No. And in fact, you know, the state, when I asked them about some of the racial disparities in seclusion and restraint, they said, you know, we haven't really looked into this issue. So not only are there not specific solutions for this problem, there hasn't been really a significant study of it either.
Kristen Jones with the iNews Network investigative team at Rocky Mountain PBS. Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.